This is Dr. Patadia dictating the consult on Greg Mitchell, last name M for Mary, I for India, T for Tom, C for Charlie, H for House, E for Europe, L for Larry, L for Larry. First name Greg, G, R, E for Europe, G. Date is June 17, 2026, period new paragraph. He's a 67-year-old male patient who was referred for the evaluation of congenital coronary anomaly, which was suspected on coronary calcium score, period. According to the report, the right coronary artery was arising from the left coronary artery, and it was passing between pulmonary artery and the ascending aorta, period. The report also said ascending aorta was enlarged at 4 centimeter, period, and this was done, this coronary calcium score was done on June 11, 2026, period. New paragraph. Patient denies having any chest pain, comma, chest tightness, comma, chest heaviness, or a chest discomfort, period. He says on his job, he walks in warehouse all the time, and generally he's on his feet, F-E-E-T, period. He feels that if he's asked to walk, he can walk about 2 to 3 miles and climb about 4 to 5 flights of stairs, period. No history of dizziness or syncope, period. No history of palpitation, comma, cough with expectoration or edema of feet, period. No history of bleeding tendency, period, and no history of GI problem. G capital, period, I for India capital, period, problem, period. New paragraph, past history, no history of hypertension, comma, diabetes, comma, cerebrovascular accident, comma, myocardial infarction, or hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of rheumatic fever, scarlet fever, tuberculosis, bronchial asthma, kidney or liver problem, period. A patient had a blood test done on April 20, 2026, which shows LDL cholesterol of 104 mg% with HDL, H for House, D for David, L for Larry, of 68 mg%, period. June 5, 2026, coronary calcium score was 17.9, and it was all due to left anterior descending artery, period. History of renal stone when he was young, period. New paragraph. Personal history is 5 feet 10 inch tall and his weight is 175 pound, period. New paragraph. Social history, he does not smoke, period. He does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period. He takes about 4 to 5 cups of coffee per day for last 10 to 15 years, period. New paragraph. Allergy, none, period, new paragraph. The father died at the age of 78 due to respiratory failure, period. He had a past history of removal of one lung, period. He also had a surgery for the ascending or abdominal aorta, period. Mother is alive at the age of 94 and she has a 2 coronary stents. period, new paragraph. Patient gave another history of having chest pain when he was in his college days, C-O, L for Larry, L for Larry, E-G-E days. And he said, and they were generally with the stress in his life at that time period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative period. Pupil equal and react to the light period. No pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing period. No JVP, edema, calf tenderness, or Hohmann's signs period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except both pedal pulses, 3/4 period, no carotid, Bruy period, no obvious skin problem detected period, new paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity is 130 over 74 millimeters of mercury period. New paragraph. The cardiovascular system exam, PMI in the left fifth intercostal space within mid-clavicular line period. Normal in character period, S1 and S2 are normal period. No S3 period, no S4 period, and no significant heart murmur noted period. New paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entries equal on both sides, period. There are no RALS or ronchi, period, new paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period, new paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit, noted, period, new paragraph. The other system, grossly within normal limit, period, new paragraph. The EKG is a normal sinus rhythm with a single PVC, and EKG otherwise is within normal limits, period. New paragraph. Analysis with the history of congenital coronary anomaly of right coronary artery origin, the finding of dilated ascending aorta at 4 centimeter. The plan is to do CT coronary angiogram to evaluate the coronary anatomy in detail as well as the thoracic aorta period. Also, please note that during the exam, abdominal aorta pulsations were palpable in the umbilical area, but this could be because patient is somewhat thin, period. In view of history of father having dilated aorta surgery, the plan is to do the ultrasound of the abdominal aorta to evaluate for any aneurysm, period. Plan is also to do echocardiogram in view of congenital coronary anomaly of right coronary artery originating from the left coronary system, and to look for any structural valvular problem, V for Victor, A for Apple, L for Larry, V for Victor, U, L for Larry, A for Apple, R problem, and cardiomyopathy period. Depending on the results of the workup, further management will be planned, period, the paragraph. The initial impression number one, congenital coronary anomaly, coronary calcium score study done on June 5, 2026 suggests that the right coronary artery is arising from the left coronary system, and it runs between pulmonary artery and aorta, period. Number two, ascending aorta aneurysm period, the ascending aorta is dilated at 4 centimeters period. Number three, past history of renal stone period. Number four, past history of renal stone period. Number five, history of chest pain under stress during the college days period. Number six, possible abdominal aorta aneurysm period. The consult over. Thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.